are you giving the bird to something? What are you flicking off, dude?
I hate this Wi-Fi here. I'm on the public Wi-Fi and it kicks me off all the time. Maybe
well, it's garbage. It's got room
I'm kind
for
of a power user.
Eight people, and ever since Pokemon Go came along, it's down to like two.
Gotta catch them all.
I do. You know what? I had given up on the game, and I went to the Vietnamese mall yesterday, and it was all sorts of exotic Pokemons.
Really?
Yeah.
The Eden Center?
Eden
like
Center.
Actual yeah. Pokemons?
Yeah, literal ones.
Like, or are we Live. Talking about like...
Pokemons, Pokewomons.
Like, hey, you want to have a good time with a Pokemon?
No.
Oh my gosh, some racist person just walked in here. We need to...
Do you want
to
poke?
Get out.
Do you want to poke?
It's not even the voice that gets me, but he's pulling at the sides of his eyelids. I'm like, that doesn't even work on radio.
That's not true.
I'm
not do that.
I'm smiling, but I
go halfway, but I don't
that.
Go all the way.
That's true. All right, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's name. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. You are listening to Disco Muerte. I don't know what song this is. Black. You should get their new album on iTunes. I think they have a Facebook page as well. Follow that. It's good stuff.
And leave a review. And then as you're
Facebook
doing that...
Facebook review? Can you leave Facebook reviews? That would be... horrifying.
You can leave an iTunes
wonderful.
Review. Well, actually, I think you can leave a Facebook review, but they're not a restaurant, so yeah. Maybe you can't. But I know you can do an iTunes review, and since you guys will be so familiar with the iTunes review, you can go over to Papa's Basement, and you can give us one there.
Look at that.
Excellent point.
He needs to be this drunk every episode. I mean, he is, but you need to be focused and drunk.
That's true.
This is impressive.
I took a week off, and now I feel like pretty re-energized.
I wish
and
I could.
And kind of drunk.
Beer is your spinach.
Yeah.
So, we got Pete Maybe over here.
Hello.
And we got Sarah Beaker.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about all the news that's in the news that's in the news
Fit
this
to
week.
Pod.
The news.
I like it.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Somebody's
I need a
on.
Week off. Yeah. Maybe if I did the show once a year, it'd be really like ninja good. We can't do that so much. I have to talk about I was going to drop one. Who even knows how to pronounce this? The Patreon?
Oh, so you were going to cuss like a dirty episode.
Can't be pronounced with the human tongue.
Yes, you have to, what?
Patreon.
Patreon?
Old PT.
That's it.
Pateron?
Whatever it is.
Yes.
So Patreon is a service that...
The old money-fattened duck Ron.
...lets you give your money to us monthly. And I know that should sell it. In itself, you're like, well, this is all
and
too
it
re- good.
It really
to
should.
Be free.
8 years later, it really should.
Yeah, I think we're doing either the 8th or the 9th anniversary.
I know,
really,
it's longer every time we bring it up.
It's been a while, so let's just go with an even 10. We're about to hit the decennial. I think that's a word.
Seems right.
Sounds right. Yeah.
That's as real a word as Patreon. So we made a Patreon page, and if you give us monthly monies. You get all sorts of rewards, and I think the sweet spot is what, $4 in, Pedro?
Yeah. $4 is the subscription price, so I'll give you a lowdown on what the perks are. So for $1, we'll give you the social media shout-out, which is...
I'm sorry,
you know,
how much?
Like,
what sum of money?
For $1.
Thank you.
I know.
The plural $1.
I know what I said.
Excellent. Several hay pennies.
So there's that's the social media shout-out, and for another $1, so you get to pick either or... we will also do you stickers for life. So we have stickers now.
Is that like NWA's second album?
Stickers for life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's also a charity, Stickers for Life.
And then jumping up from there, we have the $4 reward. Now, secretly, we had the $3 reward that John said was unsafe and we should not do it because I wanted to give you guys a real shout out. I wanted to... For $3,
this
go
is the
to the
dumbest.
Go
just
to
hold
the,
on for a second. This is the dumbest thing you'll ever hear.
It is really dumb.
I doubt
been,
that already.
The energy involved in this should have cost $30 a month. $3 is disgusting.
I will shout your name from the rooftops, and there will be a video.
But it's not a metaphorical rooftop.
I will say,
is it?
Follow so and so.
He wanted
from
us
the rooftops
to actually
the
climb
several
on
rooftops.
Roofs.
Or is it? Do you mean rooftops the way you mean dollars?
I'm going to jump them like
is
Daredevil.
Is it one rooftop?
I'm going to jump them like Daredevil, and in between each jump, I'm going to say your username of your
platform
of choice.
What if it's difficult to spell?
Choice. Choice.
Mm-hmm.
So $1 gets
your
choice.
It'll be Ursula Understandable.
Yeah, he wanted us to climb roofs for $3. And then somehow...
Roofs.
Yeah.
This might be the best idea I've ever heard.
It's so funny, right? I wanted... And we were going to videotape
it. As if that weren't dangerous enough. And we have to do this during the armpit
heat. How many would you have
heat.
To get to buy a ladder?
Yeah, exactly. So during this
I would pick someplace
heat,
I know that we could get to the top of.
You're going to
like
have
a doghouse roof.
You're going to have us climb...
I could do it from one of those.
On top of roofs.
Yeah.
Like a cat on a hot tin roof. They're mm-hmm. called that because it's hot.
Yes.
The cat?
Or there could be a fiddler.
And
who
then
knows where they're going to
be? Yeah.
While we're dancing back and forth on this pretty much a skillet... on top of a house or whatever.
With the weather, yes.
I do not
I
think
that.
That's what roofs are like now.
We stand up.
It's really hot.
As the tar is melting, because it's molten in this temperature.
Oh, it's tin and tar.
We then stand up and like pull our phones out and really just like every CNN headline where it's like, man goes to Great Wall, falls off, taking dumb selfie. Man does it in Grand Canyon too.
And we will film ourselves just going, this is for you, Damien.
Yeah.
This is for you.
And to top it all off, we actually had a jumper death. Not even a jumper death, pretty much
Wait,
a death.
You personally did?
Not, yeah.
We did.
I literally can't leave you alone.
I had a jumper ego death. No, next to the studio at the, was it the Mosaic Mall in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia.
Wait, is this, we've been over this with the malls. Is this an outside mall, like a mini mall?
It's a walk-around
like
mall.
Okay.
It's right. A white person mall after 2000.
I'll give it that.
That's how you okay. describe it.
It's something like a mall.
A strip mall type mall.
But you're talking about the movie theater? The Mosaic?
It's called the Mosaic District.
Oh.
My point is...
How fancy.
Exactly.
No, I'm pretty sure we know what the important part of the story is. And it's mall related.
A dude...
Not mortality.
...was supposedly perched on the edge of the parking garage. Again, the Mosaic is like 2 feet from our studio.
Yeah,
it's
we the mall. Go there all the time to catch Pokemon.
Yeah, we do that, and it's the target where Howard was grabbing, like, 10-year-old chick's ass.
It's also
well.
Where Howard spends most of his time.
I guess because he's a lawyer, I should say. The guy that looked a lot like
supposedly
Howard.
Supposedly looks like Howard.
We all know it was Howard, but yes, the Latino man who got arrested for it and looked like Howard. It's all... We walk there all the time. I mean, well, in our fitter days, we did.
Okay, yeah, sometimes we drive.
We could. If we
in
were
your
in any
days,
other...
days, you were mall walkers?
Yeah, in every other country, we would walk there. We're Americans,
before
so
opens.
We'd drive
they were
there.
So nice.
But a dude was supposedly perched just on the edge of the parking garage, dangling his tootsies, I guess, and relaxing. You know, thinking
just hanging
was,
out?
He was in control of everything. And then he did a Greg Louganis right into the asphalt.
No way.
Yeah, and just, I guess, you know...
Is there more...
Wait. So it wasn't a suicide?
No, I don't think so.
That's what we're trying to. I'm trying to figure that out.
I think he was an idiot and pulled the Jackson Pollock with his brains all over the asphalt.
Wow.
All right.
And what is so great is, like you said, it's a big time pokey walking. Well, yeah, especially if he's trying to catch some sort of like rare Pikachu or
Absolutely.
A Bulbasaur up there or whatever. Yeah.
Well, they'll have 77 of them when they're in heaven.
There are people. All over this mall. Everywhere. There's
one person all over it.
There is no way. I mean, I'm not saying the army of kids and us playing Pokemon Go looked up from their phone, but if they did,
wow,
what
I wonder
they got
if anybody even
to.
Saw
oh.
it.
You're right. If Aww. A man falls in a woods and everyone's playing Pokemon Go in that woods,
yeah.
Oh crap.
Does anyone hear it?
Does anyone put up the
so,
caution sign?
So secretly, you guys can make that $3 bet at InPapa'sBasement at Gmail. You can do the PayPal through InPapa'sBasement at Gmail. I will go through with that.
That's yeah, true. If you
I may
definitely
not be on the
will.
Show any longer, but if damn you, it, I will go through with that.
If you much. Want to avoid giving Patreon a cut, you can just pay us directly
exactly.
through PayPal. Inquire
yeah.
within.
Also, yeah, if you don't want them stealing your information and you think it's fine, if we share it with the people we know, totally do it.
That's true. They take a 10% cut. So right now, if you promise to give a monthly donation and circumvent them and do it through PayPal, I'll level with you. Patreon is ISIS talk for fund the jihad. That's where your 10% would go. So just pay us directly, guys.
But no.
What?
Or go through the Patreon because it's fantastic.
I don't think that's what's
either way you guys
want to
do.
About.
The fact is, life is about choices.
If PayPal's
and you
too
have
much
choices.
Work, you know what? Let the caliphate happen.
What's that word mean?
It's... supposed to be like the leader on earth.
Hold on.
Of...
If I mispronounce it, cariferate, do you know what it means now?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Okay. He really doesn't know the word then. I just...
Right. Not a bit.
It's the place you're supposed to move to and the person you're supposed to follow.
Okay. Well, we're all following John here.
It's the thing that scares the Republicans so much. It's like a swath of territory in the Mideast where ISIS is like, we're just building a state based on religion.
Oh, you didn't use like buzzwords.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used big words.
I thought caliphate was a buzzword, but okay.
I don't really think the public will get that.
The splatter guy, he had his hands up.
I was going for it. So we have the $3 one. The $4 one is actually the subscription price, which... In the subscription price, you get everything that's listed before that, minus the $3 going on to the roof, unless you specify it, then I'll totally do it for you. But it's just a one-time deal.
He just really wants to do it.
I'll do it. I'm trying. I love these guys.
He thinks he's going to look
good
bald.
He will pay you $3.
Like Christopher Reeve in that wheelchair. That's what he wants to do.
I really do. I mean, I thought about it. I was like, yeah. Lex Luthor. Well, it's not that bad.
You want that limp neck. And
so we've got
the metal cage around it holding your neck in place.
So we've got the $4, which is the subscription price. That's the package. So we're going to be doing an extra 2 dirty episodes a month. That's aside from the 4 that we already give you guys, the hour longs.
The 4 mediocre episodes. Yeah. 4 dirty episodes.
Well, the dirties, I mean, dirties are just really fun. And what is great about the dirty episodes is that there's also an option, and it's a little bit later down, that you can pick the topics for the dirty episodes. And you can also host a dirty episode if you so choose. And those are at the $20 and $25 respectively.
That is such a steal.
It is a steal, isn't it, John?
Did I deliver that well?
As well as you ever do.
But we go on.
You can run away with the damn show if that's what you want.
You can, and for not too much, 25 bucks.
And that is a guaranteed 2 shows, dirty shows, and if we do any more, then they're on the house.
What? No, okay, I don't like that.
No, he means on the roof.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
If they're on the house, then you're on the pavement like that other guy, because, come on, extra shows on top.
Trust me, I love you guys.
Who wants to give bonus anything to anyone? Someone move that chair. It's really screwing with me.
We made the jump.
It's a feng shui thing.
From
apparently.
4.
No, Sarah, now you got to put it next to you. It
belongs. Don't tell me what to do with my chair.
Act like Casper is going to come in at any time, and nope, I don't like it there either.
Honestly.
I want it pulled up to the mic. I want it pulled up to
the mic. There's already a chair at every mic. A car in every garage.
It weirds me out. Thanks. Thanks, Pete. See, he cares. Oh, that's too far to the other side. But okay, you know what?
Are
you going to let it go?
Have to do. So it jumps from there, from 4 to 10. And then that is the monthly Periscope that we'll be doing. So it'll sort of happen during the show.
I was worried we didn't have enough show. I didn't realize that.
There's going to be plenty of
You would be
show,
doing
John.
This.
You're
then...
going to be stuck in this room for days.
Do you have any baseball cards you're going to sell after this?
I actually have some in my basement.
Is there
I
a ShamWow thing we're
really
going to get into?
Really be interested in. But wait, there's more.
God. Okay.
So at the $20 level,
I feel like this is a Joe Rogan episode. Like we're just hucking brain pills to these people for the first 10 minutes.
Oh, and I'm just telling them, sleep in a water tank.
Here's your alpha
this
blast.
This is how you figure it out. Let's all do shrooms.
It'll get your frontal cortex working, and you'll get a hard-on. What?
That really sounds enticing.
You get the alpha blast for $10
good.
A month.
Yeah, alpha blast plus shrooms. Totally good show. So for the $20 level, you get to pick the show topic, and then the $25 level, there's the shirt, and this is everything before that, too. So there's the show topic.
We explained they get everything before.
All right. They need to know that.
They just
and
know
then
the
for the next $25 is the co-host of The Dirty Show, and then I'm done. But as I said earlier, if you guys are interested in just doing the subscription package, just hit us up at inpapasbasement@gmail.com.
All right.
There. Thank you. And that is my presentation. But wait!
That was all on
There's
one
more.
Breath. No, shut up. I don't want to hear your voice for about
$7.
3 minutes now.
B plus.
I'll show you my doll.
Oh, God. Really? Will you hang brain for a nickel? just balls on a keyboard. Well, now that that's done, Patreon.
Thank you.
Let's talk about our weekends, because I had an action-packed weekend, like actual physical activity, thus repugnant to me. Did you guys... You were at the beach.
I was pretty sedentary. I was at the beach. I just laid around. I got some sun. I'm peeling right now.
And
oh, yeah,
you guys can't see that from there.
Burnt
I look good.
To poop.
What do you mean? I don't look
no.
burnt.
You look burnt.
You
I don't
like,
look burnt. Oh, I look red from the alcohol.
You
but
old,
I don't look burnt.
Okay,
you
okay.
old Irish sailor tan. Like, you just get red and wrinkly.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not wrinkly. I look pretty smooth, I think.
Give it time.
Smoother than you two's.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, I had to go there.
Your skin looks like if I took wax paper and wrapped it around a pumpkin.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know, you're full of crap. They can go to the YouTube right now and be like, wow, that is a handsome
no,
man.
No, no. You have the low-res thing going.
Go to the YouTubes. Yeah, the low-res.
That's like
I look fantastic.
Like when Sybil Shepherd. Exactly. Sybil Shepherd on Moonlighting. They just smeared it.
I look fantastic in this lighting.
Like, yeah, he is a stunner. How about you,
I was at the
Beaker?
Beach, too, actually.
What?
Yeah, I was a plus one for my friend at a wedding where I knew nobody, and it was ridiculous.
Was it some sort of liberal lesbian affair? Or
no, it was a regular backwoods, boring, family-only
wedding.
A
heterosexual wedding is regular?
Yeah,
how
crap.
Disgusting.
Okay, you're right. Excellent point.
Walked you into that
you
dumpster.
You totally did. Yeah, I'm in the dumpster.
You cut me off before I said it. I was going to say normal wedding, you mean? All right.
Yeah. Oh, and it was a 7-hour drive away, and my friend's car had no air conditioning, so...
Oh, so
mine is similar to that car.
You got the Pete Maybe experience, then.
Yeah.
I am an absolute apparition at this point.
I have two cars. No AC.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So it's terrible.
Yeah, two wrongs.
Well, oh, wait. Yes, you had to ride with somebody. I was like, why didn't you drive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No car.
Okay. That makes
also.
Sense.
No AC. Like, how is that... I mean, isn't there just like a reef you can dump your car into if it doesn't have AC? It's just... That should be... checklist one on the inspection.
Yeah.
I feel like they should be giving that out, like, with tax breaks and stuff like that. Like, they should fix your AC.
Or at least, like, just pay a poor person to get, like, a big frond. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I think frond is the word you've been waiting to use.
Yeah.
If I had a passenger next
or
to me just fanning
peacock's
me.
Peacock's feather.
Yeah, I feel like the frond is really cut out for that kind of work, though.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
A couple grapes. Chilled, peeled grapes. Like the things you use
just
for the Halloween game to pretend
sure,
that
yeah, the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a way to travel.
Wow, no AC for either. It's a horrible way.
It was misery.
And he acts like it's no big thing. But that's
oh
I'm just so used to
he
it.
He has that tough Irish sailor
oh,
skin.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I didn't know the limits of my body. It was awful.
Like, I feel if Pete over here were at Custer's last stand, the Indians would have just been unloading arrows into him, and they would have bounced off his... It's George Hamilton hot dog skin. And he would have been hailed as... They would have called him Ironhide. God
I'm
of their
so
people.
So cool with that.
I like
Pete
it.
Ironhide, baby.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Well, I
think that's
old
what
tough skin.
Disco Morrison should call
red
their
skin
next album.
Pete.
Old red... Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. He's not that old.
Some people think it's fine.
term of, yeah, respect for the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Speaking of the Redskins, speaking of the engine, the red man, I did a combine. This sounds like I'm making it up. I did the NFL combine workout down at Redskins Park.
Okay, explain to me what happens in a combine. I know that there is a bunch of sports
Isn't
ball action.
Farm equipment a combine?
Right, yes, originally.
Did you do the cotton gin?
Yeah, no.
How was that?
It was a Caligula thing where they... They
well, okay.
buried
I'm
a
listening.
Lot of guys up to their neck, and then we just
cool,
how
cool.
many heads could we do?
Yeah.
Driving a combine over them before our sense of wrong
uh-huh.
kicked in. I won, by the way.
Did anyone?
I believe.
I know NFL combine. I know that they didn't let us do the 225 bench. I know that's a combine event. How many times you can rep?
They didn't let you try it at all.
No, that's just liability.
I mean,
waiting
they can
to happen.
Spot you and everything, but yeah, I guess if
so,
some weenie. Tries to pull it up.
Yeah, there's two sports stations in D.C. I used to work at one, WJFK. And then there's another one that's ESPN affiliated, owned by Dan Snyder. JFK has the baseball, the hockey, and the basketball, and Christ knows what else.
They do everything.
They might have the Mystics at this point. I don't really know.
I don't know if they just keep it local, but I swear I hear the Orioles on them too, so...
They might.
I don't know. I think if there's not a Nationals game, they're like, screw it. We got to put some baseball in there.
So Dan Snyder, because he's the Redskins owner, he has just the Redskins. But he wins because that's the team
of
people
course,
care about.
Of course, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, you can pretend all you want. We give a damn about the Nats. We don't.
Oh, I think DC gives.
There's
I think it's a small portion. I think it's about 10%.
I think if you're young enough to have never seen the Redskins win anything, maybe the Nats have polluted you. But if you tasted any of those three sweet Lombardis, that's all you care about. Just win, baby, win. That's all I care about.
That's all.
Is that
I
what they
about.
Call the ring? It sounds like a food.
The Lombardi?
A Lombardi.
It's named after Vincenzo Lombardi.
I don't care
Lombardi.
Who it's named after. What is it?
Sounds like a very decent
It's the trophy.
Submarine.
It's the Super Bowl trophy.
What do you call the ring? Isn't that what people want?
It's a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, that's dumb. Somebody ought to take naming rights on that.
Call it the Lupo.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Ring.
Okay. So I got to 980 has an event that every year where they let you do combine drills. And my buddy Brian.
Let you.
What do you mean let you? What?
They let you?
Yeah, they let me. They invited
me. They got to let you use all their equipment, and then they got to stand around with all their trainers to be like, okay, if this guy passes
out, people really do
want
to do this.
So my buddy Brian Carr.
It seems like something you would do for charity. Like, if I do this, like, you all
There's
cure prostate cancer.
There's a whole episode of Always Sunny dedicated to this called The Gang Gets Invincible.
Oh,
where
you
the,
probably should have led with that.
That's where Deacon
I would have been on board.
The Philadelphia Eagles hold an open tryout. And I think Dee dresses like a dude.
She can kick, right?
To pretend she can play. Well, she kicks one ball,
that
like, to the moon, and then she goes for a second one, and her foot just shatters because she has bird bones in her foot.
Of course.
And then Mac and Dennis think they can ball, but then they anger one of the McPoyle brothers. Who clocks the hell out of him and is actually doing okay, but then I believe Danny DeVito, while tripping acid, shoots the McPoyle in his leg.
We should definitely change the format of this show to just recap one random episode of an old TV show.
We could do that.
And see how
and
well
we
I can nail all
stop
of
Stop halfway through each sentence. Remember that? I remember that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Those My Gilmore is, guys are killing with the.
Yeah, Gilmore guys are
recaps.
Killing it for real.
There is a gigantic.
Go Bayside and all that.
There's a gigantic enthusiasm for a lot of people. I didn't feel this because I didn't even know I was really going to have to run these drills. We'll get to that in a second. But these guys want
to
go out and
I
prove
I was supposed to watch.
They can partially ball. That is exactly what I thought. So Brian calls me up like a month ago or texts me because, you know, it's 2016.
Laughing. Sure.
And he's like, hey, I won this contest and I get to do these combine things. Do you want to come? And I thought
he is totally Tom Sawyering you. Oh, it's so much fun.
Paint this fence. And we're John. So I think, like you say, I'm going to, like, you know, prison bitch style, Kool-Aid lipstick, my shirt tied up, be the cheerleader for Brian on the sidelines. Like, go team, you got this. So I show up at Brian's house nice and early on a Saturday morning. And thank God I wore sneakers because that's all I have. What am I going to show up in my penny loafers? My
boat shoes?
Buster Brown saddle shoes. Yeah. And my cargo pants for work, which are filled with key blanks and my tears.
Nope.
Christ
Terrible
knows how
workout.
Much biological material. And a t-shirt because, again, I own nothing. I own my fancy t-shirts, but it's not one of those.
This one doesn't have a V in it.
Yeah. And we're chilling and he's watching. He's playing Tecmo Bowl. On a real old Nintendo, a legit NES system.
Nice.
I guess that's how we're going to prep. And he's just playing Tecmo Bowl.
That's how you get ready.
Yeah.
We don't stretch or anything.
And I laugh, and I'm like, hey, I really have to drop some mud. But once you're running combine, you know, drills, maybe I'll do that on the sidelines for a laugh. And he's like, well, maybe you'll do it when you're sprinting.
Hey, water boy.
And I'm like,
take a dump.
In the director's cut.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just... I'm picturing it now.
I can see it.
I'm dropping a douche. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not running, you silly man. What is this? And he's like, did you not read the email? Do you think you're just there to watch me? I invited you so you can participate.
Oh, God.
And then it all came crashing in, and I was like, holy Christ, I'm in, like, the worst shape of my life. Like, there's a time I would have – I'm not saying I would have – crushed at any of these, but I wouldn't have embarrassed myself, for God's sake. And now, you know, I'm regretting the 18 hotcakes I put down about 10 minutes prior and my breakfast beer. And
always love one.
It dawns on me that I am going
one
to
for dessert.
He wouldn't serve it at International House of Pancakes if it wasn't fancy.
He doesn't have one for dessert. He leaves the show, and then he finishes the sixer he brought over. We can get to this later. Pete's party behavior. When he's like, I brought us a sixer. I'm like, I'm not really drinking.
It's for us.
And he goes, adapt. And then he just drinks two at a time like a walrus with its tusks.
Oh, walruses do do that.
Yes, do.
Take this, Darwin.
So immediately I'm like, holy crap, I need to, I get some gym shorts on. I'm debating the final 5 minutes. I'm like, am I going to drop one? Will I not? Will I chance deucing on the 40? And I'm like, that could be funny. Like that's an episode unto itself. Yeah. So I hold it in and we drive to Redskins Park, which is like 5 minutes away from Brian's house in Ashburn. And we pull up and we get there. And
is this in the bubble?
This is the bubble.
It's in the bubble.
Yeah, it's a facility. It's called the bubble. If you live in the area, it looks like, what, like half an Epcot center or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's just a giant white bubble.
Yeah.
That is a speck on the Ashburn map. So if you're ever driving around that area, you'll probably run into it. But I've always been curious. I'm like,
yeah, it's several stories tall. It looks like a football field, but covered.
Is it hot?
It is AC'd as hell.
I was wondering.
There are wind tunnels literally the size of a hallway blasting AC onto the field about or 8 points along it. Oh, it's amazing. Like, I just sat in front of those. I'm like, just to know this level
this
of AC
amazing.
Exists, I don't care what humiliations I'm going to endure. So the whole time there, I'm like, oh, it's nothing going to be a bunch of, like, fat talk radio listening people like myself. You know, I'm not going to be up against anything. So we're walking up. And I'm, again, expecting, like, just out of shape pieces of crap. I'm like, look.
Who else won this contest?
I'm not gonna
would like to know.
Exactly. I'm not going to crush this, but I won't be the
bottom. Who else is listening to talk radio
bottom.
Except for those people?
And if you're a white guy and you're not looking to get out-athleted, you don't want to just see, like, a big line full of brothers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I saw it started about 4 or 6 just diesel black guys at the desk signing in. I was like, oh. Yeah. And I was like, what are you guys doing here on time?
I have to bring my A game.
So we all sign waivers saying, you know, if our hearts pop like a pimple, we can't sue Mon Capitan Snyder.
Yeah.
And we get like a actual t-shirt that says like I survived the combine or whatever the hell. And we get a little like a guy in a bike race or a marathon, a little piece of paper with a number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And we get a medic alert now. That's a lie.
Yeah.
And so we walk in the bubble.
And steroids.
And, yeah, of course. just the good things. Nothing syringy. Pills you put in your urethra, a couple suppositories.
Sure.
You know, no tapping the vein on this man's territory. He doesn't stand for that.
No.
So my first impression walking in and seeing like an NFL-sized field, it doesn't look nearly as long, like end zone to end zone, as you think it would. But it looks wide as hell. Like it's a real chode. You know what I mean? Not that long.
Oh, yeah.
Real girth to it, though. Like, it almost, I kid you not. Oh, God. Dude, Sarah.
Let it out.
Yeah.
Every time.
Sarah. You need to stop eating those gas turkey sandwiches before you do the show.
Those gas station sandwiches before the show.
That's true. They are mostly gas.
So,
I don't know. The football field doesn't look that long in person. This is absurd to me because, like, you're always...
It's
not
very...
you, but people are always using football field as like the measure of things, like to prove how big something. Oh, it's 4 football fields. That's how far he fell or whatever.
Oh, Pete, I need
that's
you to
just like a random.
That's where they
I need
the
you
sniper
to
was.
To measure.
It's always where a sniper was, by the way.
The number of $1 we get.
The measure.
Patreon.
Hey, yes. I know. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Whatever.
No, all I can say is like walking on to one end zone, you look and you're like, oh, there's the other one. It doesn't look that far. But sitting on a sideline and looking at the other sideline, you're like, hello out there.
Wow, you had some good steroids.
Yeah, it was.
You're flying.
It was a little. That was my first impression. So I want to get the humiliation over with quickly. Like,
good instincts.
I want to get a taste of everything because what the hell? It's while I'm there.
Yeah.
But
how did he win this, by the way? Was it like, was it just a drawing? Or did he have to do something in order to
He was caller number 9!
Oh,
okay. Cool.
And somehow he picked me. And I was like, why? You know, you got other friends. And he's like, well, I knew you wouldn't take it too
yeah,
seriously.
My girlfriend didn't
you're
want
not
to
gonna, honestly, you're not going to put me to shame.
That was
actually a really good.
He's like, well, I got my friend Billy, but Billy's in great shape.
Yeah.
Like,
he doesn't need to be here.
Yeah, well, it works for me.
What if they pick him and then he plays for the Redskins? I'll hate him forever.
Oh, you'd have to assassinate him.
You can. Yeah, it's like, nope, you'd can't
have
do
to,
it.
You'd have to get him on the garage.
Sorry,
and
buddy.
Shove him off, Mr. Robot style. So, what? Oh, you just looked at me all perked up for a sudden.
I was listening.
Okay. Wow, I'm not used to attention.
You're
okay.
Definitely not.
So we start with the vertical, which really just means see how high you can jump in the air.
Good Lord.
And I'm not going to spoil my vertical number, but let's just say they had to lower the mechanism that... Where you
counts.
Jump up and tap it.
Yeah.
So I could be
it's
measured.
Not just
so
like that, the door jam of a high school.
No, where you, if you I, can
or
leap
like a
high enough,
sign. Yeah.
You do a couple pull-ups too.
Yeah.
And then the girls just all want to blow you. No.
Definitely, yeah.
It. It's
so basically you were the flex arm hang guy.
Oh.
Yes.
I remember flex arm hang.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you can't do the pull-ups. Well, how about can you hold yourself up for a couple seconds?
Oh, I really was that guy. I mean.
What?
Yeah, well, okay, there's a time...
Used to be Diesel.
Oh, no, okay, well, yeah, later in life I was able to do a lot of pull-ups.
This was high school,
again.
Yeah,
no,
you're
no,
like,
I was a little
these triple C's are not letting me do pull-ups.
Exactly, exactly. Despite being high blood pressure coercedants, they were not good for the flow. I was, up until second grade, I was able to do all that stuff, and then second grade I comprehended death and just started eating because I was depressed.
Oh,
and so
God.
By, like, third grade
you know what?
On,
I think
I was
that's when
shit.
I had that's a realization early. That I needed to start, like, oh, this is real. You got to start talking to people and making connections because, like, this is actual life. I think that's exactly when it happened to me.
Oh, second I was grade. Like, I'm going to die, so I'm just going to eat mac and cheese and play Dino Wars.
Oh, mine was
NES.
Just like, oh, this isn't just like a tiny little blip. Although it really is in the scheme of things. But I think
I guess more blippy by the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think
little you
I knew
dumb.
That it was blippy. Oh, no. I didn't care about anything. I think of it in second grade, though. I was just like, nope.
Yeah.
I have, this is real. This is actually a thing that's going on. I have to start participating.
I don't know what, like, either a bird died in the driveway or, like, I saw my grandpa shot in front of me. Something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Something drove home that we don't
maybe
last here forever.
Maybe both on the same day. Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Shot with a bird.
Yeah.
It was messed up.
Two birds.
Bird shot.
So, let's see. We go from the vertical to the 40-yard dash. In my defense on the 40-yard dash.
Mm-hmm. The 40-year-old dash.
Yes.
Excellent.
They said a guy popped out his hammy right before we did it.
Good.
And
you're like, I can't do any worse.
I
unless I crap
exactly,
my pants.
Exactly. Unless I defecate uncontrollably. And the turf was real slick, too. And, like, I'm wearing shoes with very little treading on them. I've, you know.
You're not exactly prepared, yeah.
Well, I'm not exactly svelte either, so yeah. my treads take a beating with every thunderous stride. So I go for it, and again, the 40-yard dash time, it won't really be repeated on air. I think it was in the sixes,
what?
You know,
okay.
Pretty bad.
I don't know what it's supposed to be.
No, I have no idea.
What's
either.
A good time?
I mean,
low fours.
A few drinks, some good friends.
I like
just
that.
Just chill.
I like it.
Low fours. Like, if you really want to impress, like, low fours. I think Tom Brady was, like, 5.5, so that's, like, the lazy white guy who really doesn't have to run in the game time.
Yeah.
So me cracking the 6 barrier, not
it's not bad.
I could have done better, but yeah. I felt like I was going to fall and bust my ass out. Like, it was just very slippery, and they just said, hey, a guy's hammy exploded.
Can we put Brian on blast? What'd he do?
Yeah, like, oh, Brian was, like, up until the brothers caught up with us, Brian was number one. He was, I think, at like 5.5.
Yeah, he's lanky.
Yeah, he is. Oh, his vertical crush, too. He, again, until it was like a bad trick or treat. It was like, Brian was crushing until the black kid teams came right behind us and obliterated his every score.
He tried his best.
Yeah, he was doing good pretty for well for a while. So we threw a pass. We kicked field goals. I did a slant route. It's hard to catch a pass if you
while
didn't
running
think
at full
so.
Speed?
Yeah, running at full speed and then turning over your shoulder while still running at full speed. I was really happy I just didn't fall on my ass.
Yeah.
Like, the ball sailed over my head. I kind of went like, for it. And it was like, you know, still 5 feet short.
Did you get to try a couple times?
I could run it as much as I want. Like, by the end, I was like, okay, there's one thing that I'm going to crush. And that was the Wonderlic test. Yes.
Oh.
The porcelain.
I thought I was there with you. Okay.
No, I was the Wonderlic test, which is the intelligence test. They give
that,
the...
Like the ASVAB
thing?
That's a thing. The Wonderlic. It's like,
go on.
Like logic puzzles type thing, but...
What?
Yeah, yeah, and there's always like rumors of like, hey, such and such recruit had like a 2 Wonderlic, which is pretty much like you sign your name and you're able to be like,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, which of these is a stop sign? Like you're at that level of comprehension. The Wonderlic was a little BS-y here because it was a lot of Redskins trivia.
Trivia?
Yeah, that's not so much comprehension,
that,
right?
No, that really isn't.
It was like, what team did Coach John or Jay Gruden play his arena career with?
That's
arena
absurd.
Football? Yeah.
That's just like old dudes looking to stroke their ego.
I'm offended by this
somehow.
Yeah,
well, just lazy Redskins fact wanking.
Yeah, what the hell is that about? You're like, I'm already here. I already like you guys.
Yeah.
Why are you pushing this down my throat?
But guess what?
Oh, but I bet you crushed it.
Who won it anyhow?
Did you?
This guy.
Woohoo!
This guy. They grade the Wonderlic. They're like, you're the highest one.
Useless information prevails.
And not to play the R card, but guess which record I wasn't afraid of the black guys beating.
Oh.
A little laughter for that one? Nothing. Okay.
Well, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you cut it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. To make
for effect.
Me just sound like a bellowing bigot. Ho, ho, ho! And I came back to my car window smashed in because black guy joke again. So, yeah, I was pretty impressed with myself there. I won the Wonderlic, just like I always thought I would if I were an NFL recruit.
Yes.
And from there, we got to go. So we left the bubble.
We should totally sign him.
Yeah.
I
can be Ryan Fitzpatrick, the quarterback from Harvard. So we left the bubble. And they walked us like across the park, and that's where
they have another facility over there, right?
Yeah, that's where they store the Lombardis. Like
you can't see from the road, so
I'm sorry, like with zero protection. The
what?
Lombardis are behind as much glass, and I'm not saying this for exaggeration. Maybe an iPad at Best Buy is more protected than the 3 Redskins Lombardi trophies.
Well, where do they keep the Nathan's hot dog rings? In a case, I would hope.
Those are keistered by the security guards.
Excellent. Thank you.
And S'd out on game day.
That is very safe.
It makes sense.
No,
checks out.
Behind just a normal swinging glass, like office door, like level one level office door, piece of crap. You can look through it at a glass case that has the 3 Lombardi.
Like
I'm telling you.
It's just like those flaps of clear plastic, like you're going into the freezer.
Into the back of the Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah. I swear to God, you give me a brick in 15 seconds and I'll get you some Lombardi love.
How far is it from the exit?
It's very close.
I'm
committing
a violent crime
in my head right now.
Get you on the team anyway.
It was, I mean, why not put them deep in the place?
Yeah.
They're really right there next to the welcome desk. It's just like, here's our Lombardi, there's our crappy lock, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It was very weird to see. They were just so stealable.
That's funny.
So
I think it's weird how much you apparently want to steal one.
I really
don't
give a crap.
Why would you want that? It seems, I'm guessing, heavy.
If I
and
were
probably
to
not
steal,
very pretty.
I would just take a lot of money. There's no way you can fence a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like,
where'd
I don't
you
know
get
if
this?
There's a market for
I want
that.
It.
Yeah. You don't recognize me. I am Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Namath. You've aged horribly. I know. No, they're just right there. It's really weird. Again, I was just kind of bowled over. It seems pretty precious.
People, like, sell
not
their
the book
Oscars.
Pushed by Sapphire or whatever the hell?
No, certainly not.
But there's so many Oscars. There's, like, 100
yeah,
Oscars
a, bunch of
a year.
Plus, they make you buy them, I guess. Like, you win one, and then if you really want your statue, you have to pay, like, $600 for it or something. So if you get it for, like, being on
because
the sound
Holly
editing
won
team,
by the... what?
You, like, don't necessarily want it. Because you don't want to shell out, but people will, like, sort of sell their Oscar.
That's really strange.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
But also, I mean, there probably isn't a price that they could even come up with. If you won an Oscar, you probably got paid pretty handsomely to win that Oscar.
Oh, they
maybe
could,
not the independent
I think
films?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, maybe not the independent short films.
I don't know. Is there anybody who's not covered by, like, union scale pay or anything?
God, I got to imagine you were at some sort of union if you were at the Oscars.
Yeah, right? I figure.
Like 100%.
All
That's
right,
just
then.
What I'm thinking.
Maybe but John, best I think acting in a documentary.
Maybe we could take him.
I.
What do you think? What was the guards like there?
Oh.
Lazy? Gus?
That's a little bigoted. I think they looked like they were
it's
very...
It's anti-guard?
They looked very well-spoken.
Okay.
All right. Weird, you mentioned guards. At the back of this facility was a incredibly lifelike wax statue of a guard. And I mean lifelike to the point we thought at any moment...
He was going to move?
This dude would move.
It so was like a like, mime?
Like an old white like, dude statue.
So if they like street X
I
over
thought,
at the Redskins.
And everyone around me was just staring at this thing like, really getting the willies off it. And he even had a name tag like Sill something or other, Sill Sybil or some junk.
That's really...
And the girl giving us the tour explained,
you had a
tour
of a bubble?
We didn't have a bubble tour. This is the building next to the bubble.
Did you take the Wonka Vader?
I did, and I stole a gobstopper.
Yeah.
And Pete was all purple, and we rolled him out. So she explains Dan Snyder, for the first several years of his time owning the Redskins, had this creepy piece of ass in his office.
Ew.
Like,
weird.
He liked having it there. It kind of made him, you know, he had a little security guard there. He thought it was a
but
great
But it wasn't
gag.
Real.
No, and it is so terrifying.
It's like it's like carrying around a stuffed animal.
Yeah, if your stuffed animal looked like a corpse, like you know that that I think is a German show called Body Works, where they take the corpses and they just fill them with silicone, and you see like a half animated, you know, muscle and skeleton.
Oh,
thing.
Like real person?
The art show.
The art show. It looked like they just got lazy and took a real old dude's corpse and filled it with that same crap, and then just left it there. It was so lifelike.
That very well could have happened
really
considering
odd.
It was Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
that
put
was
it out,
my favorite guard.
And she was like, "Yeah, you can tell who's new here. Yeah, my most trustworthy seven.
Do you mind if I fill him full
there'll
of wax?
There'll be no replacing him. I said there'll be no replacing him.
I miss you, Smithers.
And give that man a pension.
The girl said, "You can tell who's new at the place because when they walk past him to like the stairway, they're like, "Hey, what's up, man?" And then he
that's
just doesn't
great.
Answer. And they're like, "Who's that old dickhole?"
He's so unfriendly.
So that was my time at Redskins Park. No crapping on the...
Yeah, so did you just wait until the whole thing
did
was
over? Did
you
see any Redskins?
I did not. I actually saw a dude I used to work with in radio, but I didn't say hi, and he didn't recognize me. Yeah, Scott Jackson. He was there.
Hey, Scott.
And,
Scott listens.
And Brian Mitchell. I used to work with Brian Mitchell. He's
hey,
a
Brian.
Redskins. And Doc Walker. I'd
hey,
never
Doc.
Seen Doc Walker before.
Good to see you again.
Brian Mitchell had a great line because Brian's like, "Hey, B. Mitch, just wanted to say hi. I wish I could do what you do." He's like, "Yeah, I wish I could do what I did." So there you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And
but no Redskins. No Redskins wives?
No current Redskins. A couple old Redskins cheerleaders. And this will be a little girl power
that's
for you.
Worth
good
it.
Lord. What is this?
They're
okay.
So slathered in makeup, even I can't really get into it.
Oh.
I mean, it's just on with the spackle. And so we went to World of Beer and ogled our waitress. There goes my my good guy points.
Yeah.
I don't know where you thought you were getting good guy
and we
points.
We just drank for like 4 hours? It was a while.
That sounds like
I'll
an appropriate amount of time to me.
Brian's wife thought we ran a lot of drills by the time we got home, according to the watch.
I'm so tired.
She, we had a very
That's why I'm
active
so disoriented.
Day.
I'm just dehydrated.
So dehydrated.
So that was a weird blast of feeling like the inadequacy a little bit still to this day of being like the crappy kid in gym class. Made more so annoying because to overcompensate for that, the vast majority of my 20s, I was like in better shape than most of these guys. And now I'm back on the other side.
I know.
Of the...
If only you could have done it in better shape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by next year.
Will
both
we be
of us...
back?
You're going to do this again?
Are we going to be back?
Yeah. Oh, both of us. Vowed.
I'm trying to go and I'm we're going to record it. And it's going to be live.
It would be hilarious.
I don't know how, but it's going to be live.
Okay. For it's, comedy, fine. But
and you're going to be
I
there, too.
I honestly don't
there
understand
too.
Any other purpose.
And,
they
and,
let some of the guys' girlfriends cheerlead.
And you were there.
A skill
good.
A girl could
good.
Learn.
Thanks.
No, actually, a couple girls did the combine as well. I was like, I beat all of them.
Did you, though?
I did.
Yeah, and the Redskins were like, I beat all of them, too.
Do you think he's honest? Oh, God. That's great.
Oh, Junior Gillette. No,
who's Junior?
Oh, Junior Gallant, yeah, your little bit of sports news for the show.
I don't know who these sports ball guys are.
Sure, so Junior Gallant, I think, is a...
I only know who the...
defensive lineman?
Democrats are.
Man, I don't think he's a linebacker. I think he's like an end. I could be wrong.
Probably got good reason to be defensive.
Yeah. So Junior Gallant is a real piece of crap that the Skins took from the Saints, I think, last year, who let him go when his contract lapsed because he'd just beaten his girlfriend. I think there was video of him on Instagram taking a belt and just beating the crap out of a chick with it. Why did you laugh at that?
Hold on, isolate that laugh.
You are disgusting.
It was your gesture. It was like a lasso.
It was. Like you have no idea. Like he was really winding up.
How
and
you would
like,
possibly injure someone with a belt. You're flailing it above your head like a helicopter.
No, it's just, yeah, exactly. I'm Petey Pablo.
She got it now.
Just like she's gonna get the belt. So we get him and he blows his Achilles tendon and sits out the whole year. So this year he's gonna come back.
Doing what?
Who the hell?
Fighting his girlfriend?
Yeah, kicking his grandmother in her face.
Jeez.
So
what a jerk.
His Achilles blows. He sits out a whole year. He's gonna be back this year, and they got him for like pennies on the dollar because he's both crippled and a woman beater. And he blows out his other Achilles apparently. And now I think the contract was actually worth something this year. So now it's a bit of egg on the team's face.
But he actually got paid?
I believe he gets four this year. $4 mil for doing
Okay, so unlike Ray Rice, who's just asking for literally anything.
Oh, yeah. Ray Rice is like, please.
I still got it.
I will play on your team. And yeah, you can let like some sort of women's association use my mouth as a toilet.
Well, yeah, he's going to donate it all to charity, right?
A woman beating charity.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's exactly that.
No, it is. It's
is
like,
that what it was? I thought it was just a charity. It was like an open wide thing.
Like any charity?
Well, I
throw it up in the air.
I think maybe they picked it. I don't know.
Interesting.
I thought it was just kind of an open charity
is it like
thing.
Court but
it was
ordered or
it's
something?
For like battered women.
Yeah. Like to get them new teeth or something. I don't know. Whatever the
I
hell.
I guess.
It is. Teach them how to throw
weird,
a punch.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Just
rarely.
How to. Duck and dodge and
never seen
dive.
Sleeping with the Enemy. Okay. So the
he's not gonna get
what makes way. It that much funnier this whole women beating thing is they go out
how could it
and,
be
yeah I know you're gonna have to put a pinky to the corner of your mouth. That's how golden this gets. They're now looking at Greg Hardy, who of course is like infamous for yes beating the hell out of his girlfriend. And I understand this is a big problem in football. But it's not like every damn dude does it. And they somehow, they're like, look, we have a hole.
It's like we have a lot of them.
We have a hole in defensive end. And so help me God, this man will
they
have.
They are going to be brutal as F.
This man will have bruised knuckles.
They're going to be dangerous sons. So, but nobody beat you, any girls beat you on any of those?
No, God.
No?
I'm out of shape. I'm not a cripple.
What
I mean,
about the
I feel
the
like there's a lot of
Rorschach
CrossFit
or whatever,
going
the,
on. In the
Wonder Bar test.
The Wunderlich test.
Yeah, Wunderlich. Wunderlich.
Nothing?
Nah, I won that.
I mean, were they?
I mean, I ran out of the building before anyone beat me.
Were they still kicking ass?
Who, the girls?
Yeah.
There was two girls.
I'm just like
there.
Curious. Yeah.
There was like a really bony looking girl.
That'd be kind of cool to see.
And then there was a more like zaftig blondish. I beat them both though. Yeah, I beat both the girls. I'm here, aren't I? I don't have, like, rope burns on my neck. I didn't disembowel myself or cut off my left pinky.
Seppuku.
Yeah. I'm here. I beat the girls.
Okay, good. That's good.
I was just trying.
Beat the girls. Beat the, join me, Pete.
Strong females.
Make Sarah comfortable. Beat the girls. Okay, nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
No, not at all.
Way to build the scene.
Not at all, because personally, I would like to see a woman win. And I'm
the
talking,
White House.
Of course, about the DNC.
I've come full circle on that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a time where I was doing the whole, like, well, first of all...
I rarely see you complete an arc.
Yes. I hate the... was that a joke about me not getting it up?
Nope. Just about your storylines.
I never wanted Trump, but I was kind of considering the third parties.
Oh.
You know, pissing away my vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Gary.
The whole time I've been like, you know
the
what?
Parties.
I hate Hillary, but I guess I have to vote for her. You know what? I'm doing the full circle, like when you hated A-Rod for years, and then they're like, we're trying to ban him for steroids. And he's like, no, screw you. I'm just playing still. That's how I feel about Hillary. I just,
yeah.
She's just an
S-heel. Pretty resilient.
She's just like, look, I pretty much stole this from Bernie. The emails reveal that. I'm never going to give him back to him. And I'm still here. At some point, you're like, that bitch is a survivor.
You know, right?
Like, whatever.
Yeah, I
give
think
it
she's
to her.
Strong AF, as they say.
I mean, she's... I still think she's fairly amoral, but I don't know if that's, like, the worst quality in a president.
So...
I don't, and you're right, it's not.
Since we have this love or hate debate, I was wondering if you guys would like to play a game.
Sure.
I was thinking...
Okay.
Since the DNC is going on, I was thinking it'd be fun... If we chose
it
to...
It'd be fun? Where did you go to school?
Mary...
Oh, yeah, Woodbridge.
Fudge...
Yeah, it's on his arm.
Kill the
fudge
DNC
Fudge like
speakers.
I did the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Fudge them real good.
All right.
So I was wondering, yeah, we'll go day by day. I will list off the three.
You're Spinderella.
And I think once we get to the end, I mean, you'll be able to make your vote.
Yeah.
All right.
This is
Let's do
absolutely
Fudge, Mary, Kill.
As good a way of... deciding how to vote as any other way.
Yeah, you better make this short and sweet because we got both a whole segment on the delightful Stranger Things to get to, but also I need to get home and watch Stranger Things.
I think that that's the most important part is to go home and watch Stranger Things.
That's how good Stranger Things
is.
I can stream it on demand and it's still appointment television.
It is amazing.
That's craziness.
So,
what a wild
part.
First three.
Okay. These are in order of... I didn't watch it.
No.
In order of, and
I'm looking at a list here.
I didn't watch
it. I did watch a little bit of Facebook.
These are like the headlining speakers.
Okay.
So I didn't get all of them. I didn't get
cool.
All right, Abed.
Jason something something.
The
gay basketball player.
Probably not.
You know, I really liked his speech.
I
was like, dude... Why isn't he on this list? I would have picked that.
Why didn't you bring that dude up 2 years ago when we all knew his name for 16 days?
I know. Anyways.
I probably didn't.
So, here we go. Obama.
Sure.
Bernie Sanders.
Sure.
Elizabeth Warren. These are the headliners.
Oh.
So, I know it's like, ooh,
oh, that's,
these are like
okay, that's
times.
Hard.
These are
oh, no, this
really
simple.
Hard. So, since I asked a question, I'm going to go last.
Okay.
I would like, you guys want to...
I've already got it done.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
John, go ahead.
All right, you kill Elizabeth Warren.
All right. Now, why? Sorry, I didn't tell you the rules.
Sure.
I'm going to need a little backstory. Unless you don't want to say any backstory, then I'm totally fine with that.
All right. I kill Elizabeth Warren because...
How do you do it?
Well, you know what? We'll do the kills last, actually.
How did you do it?
So you marry Bernie Sanders. I think he would be fun to be around.
Pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah. It'd be an open marriage. Obviously, we're two straight dudes, so we don't have to bang each other.
I can't believe how much I disagree with this. This is going to be a great game.
Okay.
And he'd just be like old and crazy and like hilariously Jewish. Like I want it to be like living with Larry David.
You're so funny, Bernie.
Yeah, I just want to be the Leon to his Larry, to his LD. You bang Michelle Obama because I don't get like the whole thing that she has a dick according to Alex Jones or whatever. Like,
oh. I don't know who that is.
I think she's...
So
he's
probably wrong.
And
less important.
I'd bang her if I just saw her on the street. Like I think she's a good looking chick.
100.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think anyone who's like, I wouldn't bang her, it's like, okay, you wouldn't bang any black chick. Like, let's just include that in this statement.
It could be people who wouldn't bang someone who's clearly stronger than they are.
She's got the jacked arms and stuff.
Yeah, she's jacked.
If I can interject on a little bit of my vote, that actually did make me cautious. I was like,
okay.
She has had sex with a lot of power.
Oh,
I don't know.
That too. Good point.
That is frightening. And also, she is a lot of power. Can you handle that power?
I mean, I'd like to think she
in
just let me lie there.
In the
fantasy
of this game, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, she's a shot caller.
These are good questions.
So she would just, like, walk in and be like, hey, dummy, turn off Netflix for 5 minutes, drop him. And then she'd just, like, hop on for a ride and, like, get her nut. And be like, okay, peace.
Mm.
So that's...
Thanks a lot. Little slap.
But I think she really believes
stay golden,
face.
Pony boy.
Yeah.
And then you kill Warren because isn't she, like, long in the tooth? And
why not,
do you just take her behind the shed?
Yeah, well,
the way Michelle Obama did with you.
I think you talk about all the rabbits she's gonna see, and then you put the pistol to her brainstem and
nice.
Blow it right out her mouth. All right, your turn,
so,
Beaker.
Go ahead.
Definitely fudge Michelle Obama. I mean, she's amazing, right? So much power. I just want to be that. Like in on the list. Yeah.
Are you doing the giving or is she doing the giving? List. Are you a pillow princess? Or are you actually
literally have
perform?
No idea what you're talking about.
I literally don't know what that means.
What, a pillow princess?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, that's a girl who gets with girls but refuses to do the actual diving, so she puts a pillow over her face and lies back while the other chick does her thing to her.
That is just a made-up thing on the internet.
Yeah, you definitely
know. Oh, yeah.
That
no, that's sure. Definitely when I'm whacking it to Craigslist posts, like no PPs.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's a real word.
Yeah, I know. There's like 100 people
being
that
in the
do
Urban
that
Dictionary
in the world.
Doesn't necessarily make something legitimate.
Tell that to the angry dragon.
Hey, whatever gets it up.
So, would you pillow princess this, or you're gonna?
None of that
no,
is
you
important
have to,
at all. This is a very serious
this
political
is the
game.
This is important.
If I can answer this for you, no. You gotta see that.
Yeah.
You gotta be there, right?
Where Malia and Melania.
You know what? Who knows? Who
okay.
knows?
What are
okay. None of this.
All right,
like,
so it's mysterious. The candles
yeah.
are being
she's
a
amazing.
Little bit too
she
dark.
Clearly
so yeah,
has like a strong. Like powerful sexual energy. I think it's obvious that like anyone who's a human being would absolutely love.
Good times were had.
That
all
right. Right.
I don't get the sexy vibe, but look at you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
but
crazy.
Go ahead.
You're crazy.
I haven't really watched
the way that
speak.
Confidence is sexy on anybody. Like
I just
she
say
just,
she has a tight bottom.
She just knows
pair
her.
Of lips. Oh, yeah.
She knows her stuff.
All right. Yeah. Continue.
I would marry Elizabeth Warren because. I don't think she's that old, and I don't care if she's that old. She's
you can be like
interesting. We
Sarah
can like,
Pauly with her chick.
I feel like I could chill with her, and Bernie Sanders would get on my nerves. He's great. I would, if he were the nominee, I would happily elect him, but he would really get on my nerves. Like, you really think you could live with Larry David, and that's the best possible version of him. Like, we're hoping that he's the SNL impression of himself,
I would...
and he's not.
I would download the soundtrack to Curb Your Enthusiasm. And like, if he walked in the room, you just hear, whomp, bump, bump, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's all I would do with him,
yeah.
And it would never get old.
No, it would get old immediately and forever.
4 hours in when I'm reaching for a
remote.
So you
got to take him out.
Yeah, sorry.
How
I
you
just
gonna
would
do
have
it?
To. How,
Oh, gas
I mean,
chamber,
kindly,
you're disgusting,
kindly,
dude.
Poison
I
bagel?
Think.
Really?
Oh. You know, it probably wouldn't take much to give him, like, a heart attack. So maybe I would do it in, like, the nicest way.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've
fisting
already...
him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Shaking my fist at him like he does at the moon or, like, cheese or whatever.
Shake harder, boy.
Two fudges, one kill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, how about you?
As much as I think it would be... It's funny that you mentioned fudging... Mr. Sanders.
A combination fudge kill?
Exactly. I think that it would be kind of fun because, like, say he was vocal. That could be pretty hilarious. But I don't think that's
funny.
What fudging is all about. So I agree with you, John. I think Michelle Obama is the best case scenario. There is booty. There is power. There is confidence. She knows what she's doing. She's going to tell me what to do if... You know,
you wouldn't have to make any decisions.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get those guidelines, things go smooth.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
It's going to be fantastic.
Like, legit, when's the last time you would have actually banged a first lady? And not, like, Jackie Kennedy with her wide-set deer eyes, like, practically on the side of her head.
I don't think
exactly.
I would.
Odd argument, but okay.
Exactly. No, you dump one in here. So what if she has a piece? As long as it doesn't, like, flop down
move
from where
to the
she's
side.
Tucked it. Yeah, you're still
move
straight.
Move to the side.
There you go. Continue.
Yep. Keep the panties on, just then
exactly.
You can still keep it tucked. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Her spanks
there
for
are,
him.
There are ways around this. And then I guess just because that is how the game goes, you got to kill Elizabeth Warren.
There you go.
And with a sledgehammer.
And so if there is a majority, we actually do have to kill them.
I don't think that Michelle Obama would be
John, do we,
into
do we,
us in our
do we have
role.
Another? Do we have a little bit more time to do... another do we
depends
have
how late
days?
You want to stay here. It's 9:07. I want to do a little Stranger Things talk.
Really.
But... You know what? This is going to be going on. We can bring this up next week.
Okay.
I think when we get
we
a little more clear
Mary
situation.
More.
I like Mary Fudge Kill. It's funny.
It's going to be good.
I like the fudge.
Yeah, I kind of like just thinking about fudge.
Yeah. I like this a lot.
Actual fudge,
I
not
do not like
fudge.
It as much as I like Stranger Things, though.
Stranger
as
Things.
As fun as this has been.
You guys are really into this, right?
Yeah, Casey
I haven't
got
seen
me
it at
that.
All yet.
I have not been drawn into a show. Like, I have been drawn. Stranger Things, those that don't know, new Netflix show, So mm-hmm. I was going to get to it at some point.
Sure.
Anytime Netflix is like, really, they're saying, hey, John, we made this for you. They might as well be my mom just coming in with like a new pasta they boiled. They're like, do you want to eat this, sweetie? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know I do. Just leave it. I'll get to it. And Stranger Things is so much, I don't want to sound all internet-y. It's so much good. Like, it's set in 1983, all right? So it's okay. Based around, like, four geeky kids.
Already got a good timeline.
But, all like, right. Believably geeky. Like, not... Okay. I guess your Freaks and Geeks did it, too, to mm-hmm. some extent.
Yeah,
they played
just
a little
D&D. That.
But these kids, yeah, it starts off with four little kids. I think they're in Indiana in 83. So, like, one of them has some disease where, like, his adult teeth aren't in yet. One of them is the cutest thing ever. You can fudge that mouth. He could never bite.
It's great.
And then it's there's hilarious. Like a black kid. So in Indiana, that's a handicap.
Sure.
And then I think there's like just two like little scrawny nerds. The whole point is they're like, they really took me back to kind of being a kid.
Okay.
That's like
okay.
hanging out and not getting any.
Well, but what's like the thing? What's the deal?
So what happens, one of them disappears in thin air.
Oh.
And there's an investigation into what the heck happened. And we know it's a supernatural cause.
You know that because of the title?
It's done on screen. Like, what happens to him.
So there's no mystery.
And this isn't too much of a giveaway.
Well, there's a lot of mystery.
There's a lot of mystery.
Like, if some shadow creature...
Oh, I guess I meant the point wasn't that it's a mystery. It's not like the night of or something.
Okay, not a mystery in that sense. It's a mystery, like, what the hell did we see?
Oh.
Like, you know, these shadow arms kind of... almost enwrap him, and then like everything just disappears, like the shadow beast and this kid, and all the lights kind of blow out in this little house in the first couple minutes, and you're like, what happened to him?
Okay.
And what was that Midnight Shenanigans movie? M. Night Shyamalan. The aliens.
Midnight Shenanigans sounds like a horrible comedy.
Fantastic.
The one with the alien stuff. So
Signs.
Oh,
Signs.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So similar to. That's as much as we get to see of this creature.
Okay.
So, we...
Is it funny?
It's not exactly a whodunit, because we knew it was weird thing.
I was so immediately drawn. Maybe it's because I'm such an 80s synth-thor. That's synth-whor, not synth-thor.
Synth-thor!
Yes, with synth Mjolnir. No, the soundtrack is nothing, but it sounds like the beginning of the Terminator, almost. Combined with Joy Division and New Order songs. I mean, like, I had to stop and, like, tweak my nippers.
Yeah, so good.
But the characters are all somehow amazing. Like, I don't even know. I can't even quantify what makes every character so appealing. But I love everyone. There's
wow. Okay.
And there's this.
Are they children? Like, child actors?
And they're great child actors.
Real question.
They are children, and they are great child actors.
So there's like four kid actors, or no, five kid actors.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the nerdy girl, who I guess is your nod to, what's her name, Lindsay Capellini or whatever, whoever played
she didn't do anything else.
She did a couple things, didn't have much of a career.
Wait, who?
The older chick from Freaks and Geeks. The sister who was both smart but had a wild streak. In fact, like that
the
exact character is recreated.
Wasn't Busy Phillips.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
One of them was in a Netflix series recently.
I don't know, man. The point is that they even have the cute little 19-year-old girl who plays, like, the nerd who's losing
girls
her V-card.
Girls can't be real full characters.
No, she is. Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, you'd like her.
Okay.
And
I will watch it.
Maybe my favorite character in the whole show so far
is her monster?
Her dumpy... chubby cock blocking friend Barb, who just has the huge Sally Jesse Raphael glasses and the short hair, and walks around in these horrific mom jeans, and it's just
my god, she must have the world's biggest vagina. I swear to god,
like, she could win 4-H.
Casey and I were watching this and we were like, the designer hates this woman. She thinks she is the worst person that she has ever met. She hates her with every ounce of her body, and she gives her, I kid you not, there is There's just this big,
okay,
big mom
okay,
bee.
Awards for
like,
costume
they
design.
Wouldn't sell that on the shelves at Kmart, even now that it's going out of business and they're just clearing the crap
there
out of the
back. There isn't a single person in the 90s or 80s that would have been caught dead in something like that.
You see these jeans. Yeah, it's scarier than the monster.
It really is.
Her every moment of screen time, Barb is so great and so real. Like her friend, again, I don't remember the cute girl's name. But she's out with her new boyfriend and his like rough and tumble crowd. They so drive home that in high school to be rough just means you guys are actually having sex and drinking a few beers.
Yeah.
So she's like, come on, let's go home. And then her friend who's
doing exactly what teenagers are supposed to do.
Yeah. And her friend is sitting there shotgunning a beer for the first time. And they're like, come on, Barb. Why don't you know, she's trying to get Barb to fit in. And everyone else is just like, God damn you, Barb. And so Barb is like, screw it. I can play along too. And just tries to take the knife to shotgun and stabs her own hand. It's just so real.
You're like,
that's exactly what Barb would do if she were real.
Okay, you've sold it.
I would have done that at a party.
Yeah.
I would have been that guy.
And everyone is just staring at her like, you effing putz. And then she's just bleeding in front of all of them while they go upstairs to bang each other. It's so great. Just the soundtrack, the world that's like, I'm sorry, I guess if you live in middle America, you're like, yeah, this is my backyard, it's boring and it sucks. But to see, like, a slice of 83 middle America where these kids are, like, riding their bikes home, and, you know, the one kid goes missing, and they aren't immediately like, oh, let's go through the catalog of the kid rapists we have within a one-mile radius of this and start knocking on their doors. It's so great to see wired telephones.
Huh.
Winona Ryder is, you know, to play the part of like a single mom. So her streak of not looking or looking hot is kind of over in this one. But I hope there's an episode where she gets like dolled up to go on the town. So you're like, oh, even Winona still got it. Because I need that. I love Winona Ryder.
I cannot see that happening at all.
Given what's happened in the story. I want her to go out on some
date
with some guy.
But I want something like that to happen.
And it's like, you know, you stop thinking about your missing kid for 2 seconds, it really gets rid of those wrinkles on your
face. Right.
Yeah. And then she
I need
goes,
to give this up.
She kicks up her heels and
might as well make another
time.
One.
But I cannot get enough of this show. The cute girl's cute. The nerdy kids are nerdy. The music is synthy.
It doesn't feel forced too with the nerdy.
No, not at all.
It's not like they're forcing, like, they're like, look, he's got that t-shirt on, or he's got that that game in the background, or they're doing that. Like, they played a couple of...
He's got that scoliosis back brace.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they played, like, a couple of nerdy games, and they're not, like, I mean, I like it. They keep it, like, Dungeons & Dragons-based. I don't know. It just doesn't feel forced. It feels really good.
It's only 8 episodes, too. I crushed
Which is
four
great.
Of them yesterday.
Yeah, because it's like
my
so
goal
easy
today
to
is to get the other.
It's so easy to
okay,
binge.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
I love it.
Everyone should give it a shot.
Yeah, but just that soundtrack too. Oh, I like everything about it. I'm going to be so heartbroken. I got like 3 left.
I know,
man.
I'm going to finish it and this is...
Oh, God.
This could be the end.
I guess this is like what
everything.
Nerds feel like when they have a good book.
Yeah.
I don't read
it
anymore.
Is.
I just Audible.
All right. Well...
Let's go home.
Speaking
Watch
of
some
nerdy
Stranger
stuff,
things.
Yeah, I'm running back to see if that disappeared kid comes back.
Exactly. Yeah. So we check the list. Go watch Stranger Things. Go contribute to the Patreon, or go to Impapa's Basement and submit to the PayPal.
There's the PayPal. You can just give us money via that PayPal link that is on the Impapa's Basement on the side, like he said in Guinea Talk. I'm John Papa Giorgio. This was Papa's Basement at Papa's Basement on Twitter, on Instagram. I think that's it for the ads, but please find us and follow us there. Find us, follow us, and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. Whichever app you use, I guess if you're Apple good person, use iTunes, the podcast store. And if you're a ghetto person with a Droid.
And if you also have an Android, Stitcher. You can get the Papa's Basement app.
Yeah.
Yes, that is also a thing. That is a real
How's
thing.
How's that doing, Pete?
It's doing awesome. It's really kicking ass.
I believe Donald Trump
it's
more than I believe you.
It's just great. It's, yeah.
Is it huge?
It's doing as well as Gary Johnson.
Okay, so it's not bullying in most states.
Right. It exists.
That sounds believable.
InPopIsBasement.com
show's website. Go there again, every episode we've ever done. You guys.
I'm at Pete Maybe, and eventually I'm going to be doing some jokes over at my Tumblr, which is maybe, maybe, maybe not, and I'm on Instagram at That Pete Maybe.
That was the saddest thing. Eventually I'll do some jokes.
No, I got to be doing them soon because
back, Mom.
I'm going to be, yeah, I got to be submitting soon, so
and
you guys will get that content too.
Yes, Sarah Beaker. I'm at on the tweets at Madam Too Soon. That's
all right.
It.
Till the next one.
All
we're
jokes.
Out of here.
Mwah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
He said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.